Struggling with merchant account options in Hong Kong or Asia? Welcome to episode number 72.
Welcome to the Global from Asia podcast, where the daunting process of running an international business from Hong Kong is broken down into straight up actionable advice. And now, your host, Michael Nicolini.
Welcome everybody to episode number 72 of Global from Asia podcast. Chinese New Year is now underway. It's getting pretty quiet here in Shenzhen as most people are traveling to their Chinese hometown, if they're Chinese, or maybe Southeast Asia, like Thailand, if they're foreigners. So I wonder if our listeners down, our local listeners in Southeast Asia are noticing the flooding of Chinese and Western tourists for this 2 or 3 week holiday. I'd like to hear how it's going for you. Also, I've been getting a lot of feedback from listeners, and Howie McAllister in Canada, he bought the book Hong Kong Supercharged. Thanks so much. And we were chatting in email and he, get this, his 15-year-old daughter is going to be working on an e-commerce business for her summer project. And he's preparing a trip to Canton Fair for April and like this podcast and other things. So it's really, truly amazing. And what a great dad. Good job, Howie. Also, I checked Stitcher Radio. I didn't know they actually had reviews, and I see we got one from a listener. Let's read it. It's from Mark V back in December 2014, and he says, Michelini is your trusted guide. Michael and his guests are veterans fighting the good fight. Thanks for all the insights. Thank you, Mark, for listening and really appreciate it. We have another one on iTunes from David Heenberger at Fat Cat Apps in Austria. 5-star. Great podcast full of actionable advice. I must listen to for anyone doing business in Hong Kong or China. So thank you guys for the reviews and all the support. It really is like the energy drink that motivates me to keep cranking these shows out. Okay, and now on to today's show. One of the more popular episodes, that was number 26 way back when I talked about Stripe merchant accounts not being available in Hong Kong, and people are always commenting, emailing me about it and giving me other solutions and ideas. So one of those was today's guest, Daniel from OpenCart, who is the founder and the developer of it. And he's actually located in Hong Kong and he likes the show a lot. And he also agrees that there's these struggles for us Asia-based entrepreneurs. So as a developer and a founder of OpenCart, he's going to share some of his insights that he has found. And it gives us a couple of different choices and ideas and insights. I actually went over to his office in Tuen Mun Central Square, way up in the New Territories. And it was really cool to see his office and his developers and get more understanding about his business. So I also like that. Also, before we get into the show, I want to make a special offer to listeners. I'm really kind of getting passionate about solving this merchant account issues in Hong Kong, and so I have this special application. If people want to fill it out, it's totally free. It'll go to me and I'll review your situation about your merchant accounts. I kind of want to hear if you've applied to any, if you've gotten approved or declined, which ones you're using. And I will give you a custom report of my recommendations and my feedback with at least 1 or 2 options for you to consider. Because I've been talking to a lot of companies that I haven't yet talked to on a podcast or on a blog, because they're kind of newer solutions, and I kind of want to maybe see if we can help a few listeners and a few other businesses before maybe we put them out on the air. So I'm kind of going through vetting them, and if you want, we could even do a call with some of you listeners if you're interested, or we can just talk in email and fill out that form. I'll link it up on the show notes at globalfromasia.com/episode72. Anyways, enough of that. Let's get into the interview with Daniel. Also, please note that there was a little bit of echo and we tried our best. I have an awesome editor and we tried our best to clean it up as much as possible. And I think it's good, and it's definitely a valuable interview. So let's listen in. So thank you everybody for tuning in to another Global from Asia podcast. We're here in Tuen Mun, Hong Kong at the office of OpenCart with Daniel Kerr.
And hi.
Thank you for being here, Daniel. And can maybe introduce yourself to our listeners?
My name is Daniel Kerr. I'm the founder and developer of OpenCart.com. OpenCart is an open source online shopping cart system.
Okay, great. So it's great. We've connected through the podcast and we've talked about merchant account struggles in Hong Kong. And I'm really happy to meet you. And you have this operations here, right, in Hong Kong. So how did you end up in Hong Kong?
My wife's Chinese. We met at college.
Okay, cool. That's short and sweet. And so you mentioned about OpenCart. It's mainly focused on the international market or China, or can you explain about the incarnation?
It's international. We are number one in China. We're number one in places like India because OpenCart is a more cost-effective solution compared to some of our competitors where they might require a dedicated server. You pay quite a lot of money for a dedicated server. OpenCart is like can be installed like on shared hosting. You can probably get about 60 installations of OpenCart on one host.
Okay, awesome. And so yeah, so you said I'm a little bit technical, but more marketing. But maybe some other listeners are also learning. How do you monetize open source?
We make the bulk of the money through selling extensions that were created by the OpenCart community and sold by the OpenCart.com website. We just take like a small commission for each sale.
Okay, so that's pretty fair. So if people want to like add on more features that aren't in the core software, then you can.
We're actually up to, I think, over 14,000 extensions, like different templates, payment gateways, shipping methods, discount totals and things.
Okay, so I think that's how we connected is you integrate different merchant accounts, right? So, maybe you can explain how that works or these payment solutions integrations.
Yeah, well, we already have the most popular payment gateways built into OpenCart. PayPal, Skrill, RealX, WorldPay, SagePay. And if, they don't have the payment gateway that, your company uses, as I said, there's like 14,000 extensions out there. Some of them are payment gateways where you just pay a very small fee and download the integration, upload it onto your hosting with OpenCart, and you're ready to go.
All right. That's pretty awesome. And then, so is in Hong Kong, are there clients here that you work with or where mostly your clients you work with?
It's worldwide, the clients we work with. I think we're number one in Hong Kong as well. It's interesting that, sometimes, you hear about people setting up online businesses here. We're going to use OpenCart and they say, oh, yeah, that's my company, awesome. So.
That's really great. So let's move to the main topic is, I think we're both frustrated with the options of merchant account solutions here with Hong Kong businesses, and you've been looking, and maybe you could share some of your struggles like that you've gone through or as you're searching for merchant providers here.
Yeah, it's very limited here. PayPal's probably the number one option here. Alipay, but Alipay's fees are quite high. Same with Skrill, which is another payment gateway that is available in Hong Kong. That's the only issue. I would say the bulk of the payment gateways operate in Europe, obviously because it's the EU, you only have to have a bank account there. You can sell, and pretty much sell to the rest of the world.
True. And of course the US, right? So you got Europe and US, and we're here in Hong Kong between, mainland China and the rest of the world, but neither really almost pay attention to this market or something. But, maybe we can talk about some of your specific experiences that you've had. I know we had chatted a little bit before. Do you want to share some specifics?
What you mean about global payments?
Yeah, global payments.
Well, global payments are the preferred payment gateway of HSBC, right? When I only set the company up about 3 years ago, although I've been running the OpenCart project for quite a while now. And basically, I want a dedicated credit card provider rather than just using PayPal, because PayPal's not accepted in all countries, and it's just like we're missing like some markets out that, Iran is not one where PayPal operate in. Pakistan, I think there's parts of Pakistan where PayPal's not acceptable. So I went looking around for a payment gateway to see what we could find. And because we banked with the HSBC, I decided to see who they prefer. So they recommended Global Payments. So when I went to sign up with Global Payments, they told me my company had to be in business for at least 2 years. And, I just thought it's very strange, if you're a startup or something like that, it's, how are you going to process your payments? It's just like throwing money away or throwing business away. It's like begging these people, please take my money, which, is...
Exactly. So. Yeah, they always... I've asked HSBC too, and they also say they partner with this Global Payments. I haven't even tried to talk to them because their website is, pretty old and doesn't look very friendly to contact. So,
yeah, I also had issues with them when one of our members actually created an integration with Global Payments. They did it, you know, pretty much for no reason, you know, because they themselves were trying to integrate with Global Payments, you know, and then they provided it on the forums for free. And then later on, we got a letter from one of their lawyers telling us we need to take it down and that they accused us of reverse engineering their APIs so we could integrate with their payment gateway. But it was actually listed on, it was hard to find, but we actually found that their API was available and it was through one of their websites telling us how to integrate. So we didn't, you know, reverse engineer anything. And later on, I went to one of the expos in London and I met up with the Global Payments rep there, who I then explained to this, you know, and she didn't have a clue why we were getting, a lawyer's letter telling us to, you know, take this Global Payments payment integration down.
Yeah, I mean, you're just trying to give them business, right? I mean, it doesn't make much sense to me.
Especially if you like the number one shopping cart system in Hong Kong and, you know, China and stuff, and you know, there isn't an integration between the two, you know, the payment gateway. So again, it's just like throwing business away. You know, if somebody did actually, if I was in control of a company like that and my staff were doing things like this, I'd just sack them. I mean,
yeah,
it's crazy.
I think it's maybe just the culture here is so traditional. They don't want to like risk their job for maybe. Yes, I think it's just the cultural maybe issues or differences. So then we were chatting about it, and you say Skrill is a good choice. Actually, I've heard other people tell me that in Hong Kong, but I'm not actually so familiar with them. Maybe you could talk about Skrill?
Yes. I wouldn't say they're a good choice at all. It's just that we're limited. Skrill charges a lot of money. You also have to keep a reserve in there. So, you know, you've got to... They keep like quite a lot of money back, at least like a month's worth of your cash back, just in case all your transactions become fraud and they get reversed.
So is it? I guess I've looked at their website, and is it like it almost looks like PayPal, where you create people can buy and sell through Skrill, and they have funds in it?
Yeah, it's you can send money to other Skrill users.
Yeah,
they also accept credit card because that's what I've used them as my primary credit company to accept credit cards. They're also available in more countries than PayPal, you know, like Pakistan, Iran, and some of the other countries.
Okay, I don't want to have any surprise questions, but I've been interested in Bitcoin. Do you see that at all, or is there any integrations with Bitcoin? Or?
There are integrations with the OpenCart script and Bitcoin, but you know, not on the main OpenCart website. It's just I've been really too busy to actually do something like this. I know some people who have been accepting Bitcoin and they've actually made a profit on it because of, you know, Bitcoin keeps rising and then, but at the moment it's like rising and then falling again and rising.
Yeah, it's been a little bit downward trend lately. But so this is pretty cool. And so I guess. What do you recommend merchants do? I mean, I guess there's PayPal or Skrill is what you're thinking. Or?
Unfortunately, they're the only choices unless you're willing to set a bank account up in, you know, the UK or the Channel Islands or something like that. Most of the payment gateways like SagePay and WorldPay are based in the UK Channel Islands. You know, I'm assuming it's so they can avoid having the UK government overlooking of all the transactions going in, possibly. I don't know, but I think it's SagePay is. They have a very low transaction rate, you know, fee. I would love to use them, but they're not available here. I would have to set an account back up in the UK and then I'd be transferring the money back to Hong Kong and it's too much hassle.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. So what do you think? What's your thinking of why is it hard in Hong Kong to get a merchant account? Do you have any assumptions here?
Possibly because it's so close to China. You know, there's a lot of fraud possibly going on in places like China and things. And there's probably needs to be more oversight, you know.
Yeah, I think another, I think also like when in America, people think Hong Kong is China and they just kind of lump it together.
But there's actually some Hong Kong students contacting me through my podcast, and they're complaining that, you know, they can't get a merchant account in China because they're not mainland Chinese, because you have to have a, like, ICP license sometimes to get certain merchant accounts, but they can't get a Western merchant account either. So it seems like it's kind of just along the cracks, I think. And people, and then a lot of times people don't think the market's that big for Hong Kong businesses. So, you know, it's at least my own research. And
I would say that there is an opening there if somebody in Hong Kong would like to set a payment gateway up and, you know, and have the contacts and know how to do it, you know.
So here's some other inside information. Paul's going to be on live. But I was at HSBC and people were actually asking me to open a merchant account company in Hong Kong. Right. HSBC won't open an account for them.
Right. Well, it's... And need to look at, you know, contact some authority that's, you know, stop, like, looking to some cartel. Is it called? I don't know what it's called, like cartel or
mafia. Maybe.
No, it's not cartel mafia. What's it called? Where they own the whole market?
Monopoly. Maybe.
Monopoly. That's it. Monopoly. You know.
Yeah. Well.
And monopoly, and then, you know, they don't want your business.
Yeah. So, like, I guess HSBC doesn't want to have a competitor to that actually has innovation. But rather, just keep pushing people to global payments. But it's sad, actually, because there's major companies in Hong Kong that I buy online from, and it redirects me to some really, like, 1990s website that I don't want to disclose the names of these providers, but it's really old technology. And I think it's kind of embarrassing to me, someone doing business in Hong Kong, to the rest of the world, because it's, like, a not very advanced, like, checkout flow for the e-commerce or buying things. But anyway, hopefully we'll get better. Maybe this show will help out. And so more about, you know, your business. I'm kind of curious. I'm in your office now, and so you guys are developing mostly all developers, right?
No, these guys mainly answer support tickets, although I keep trying to give them development work. I also partner with a company in the UK called Wellford Media. They, you know, help me out a lot with the development work because they also have an investment into OpenCart as well. They have a product called OpenBay Pro, which basically if you sell through OpenCart, you can install the OpenBay Pro extension. You click a button and it automatically uploads all your products onto eBay, Amazon, and different marketplaces.
Yeah, so it's like a channel, multi-channel solution. And so I love for people to support you in your business, and what's the best way they can do that?
Well, it's basically if you want to sell online, use OpenCart. You won't regret it. You know, the code base is very simple. It's very easy to customize. Some of our competitors, the code base is, you know, like spaghetti code. You know, just to sell one product, you need a whole dedicated server, which isn't cost effective. You know, dedicated servers around $200 a month. You know, shared hosting's $4.99.
Yeah, I agree. So. Is there, like, how about contacting you or your company?
Yeah, you can do it through opencart.com. I've got a contact us form, and we have quite a large community as well, probably over 500,000 people.
Awesome. Great. I'll refer you some people, I think, talk about shopping carts, so hopefully that helps too. So thanks, Daniel, for being on the show. Any last notes? Or?
No, I'm fine, thanks.
Okay, cool. Thanks. That's a wrap.
Thank you, Daniel, so much for coming on and sharing with us. I learned some new solutions and some new ideas and got a little bit about technical insights with you too. And it was good to see your business and also know that there's some more e-commerce shopping cart businesses and solutions in the community here in Hong Kong. Also, I'm really happy to make more connections with business owners and other people with tech backgrounds. Please reach out to me or comment on the show notes. Or however, it's cool to just help each other and do these kind of interviews and sharing with everyone. Also, I've mentioned him on a show before, Neil O'Connor. He's a great listener and becoming a friend of mine. And he really enjoyed last week's interview with Mike Bellamy. He said, great interview with Bellamy. Catch you when you cross the border next. Yeah, I'm not sure when I'm going to be crossing over next. I'm kind of with the holiday here, Chinese New Year, might be laying low, just catching up on work. But, also, guys, don't forget the special offer. I'm going to work with you on your merchant account application issues for your business. There's a link on the form on the show notes, globalfromasia.com/episode72. I will give you my insights. I'd love to hear what your experiences are, if you've worked with any or not. And we can even jump on a call if you'd like that. And till next week, happy Chinese New Year. While there might not be a Santa Claus here in China, I hope you guys get the biggest, thickest red envelope of cash from your fellow business friends. Take care.
To get more info about running an international business via Hong Kong, please visit our website at www.globalfromasia.com. That's www.globalfromasia.com. Also, be sure to subscribe to our iTunes feed. Thanks for tuning in.